Hello, Kidman friends. This is Carl Bastian, a.k.a. The Kidologist, your fellow student of kids, hence the study of kidology. And that's why I call myself The Kidologist. I want to always be learning. And if that's your heart too, then you're a kidologist too. And this is Kidman Talk, where we extend the mission of kidology.org, equipping and encouraging those who minister to children to wherever you and your mobile device might go. So whether you're listening on the website player, on your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or some other techno gadgetry, welcome. Today's show is sponsored by Disciple Zone Resources, some amazingly beautiful and biblically rich resources for discipling kids. And I don't know why you wouldn't want to use them in your ministry. So I'll be telling you more about them later in the show. But for now, it is time to talk Kidman. When you were a kid, did you drive your parents crazy with questions? Or if you're a parent, you know how kids are always coming to you and asking you most incredible questions. In fact, just this week, my little six-year-old boy, Luke, asked me a very serious question. He said, "Dad, you know, I understand that when I die, I'm going to go to heaven, but where will I go when I die in heaven?" You know, he really was wondering. And so I was trying to explain to him, you know, somehow we escaped explaining to him that, well, you don't die when you go to heaven. He said, "Well, Dad, everybody dies." In fact, when I was little, I used to like to infuriate the adults in my life by doing what I called the why game. And that's where you ask an adult a why question. And when they answer it, you just followed up with another why question. You just see how many times you can just keep saying, "Well, why?" And they'll just keep answering until finally they catch on that you're just going to keep saying why and making them go deeper and deeper and deeper in answering this thread of whys, because you can always just keep asking why at the end. But there are a lot of things in this world that you just wonder why. And that's probably why this song from Craig's Kids is Luke and I's favorite song. Because it just asks,
"And I wonder why the clouds are in the sky. What makes them float? What makes them fly? How do they store up all the rain they have inside? I wonder why."
It just asks all kinds of these questions.
"And I wonder why the ocean is so blue. Who made that color? I wonder who makes the waves to fall and rise? And I wonder why."
Haven't you wondered these things?
"Why can't I see the wind? Why can't I touch the sky? Why can't I walk on water? Why can't I learn to fly? Why can't I play forever? I've always wondered why. I wonder, wonder, wonder why.
Just gotta take a little time to look around. That's a key phrase. Remember that.
"And I wonder why the birds all sing a song. How come the cats and dogs don't always get along? How come a penguin never flies? And I wonder why. And I wonder why the mountains are so tall. Why is the sun so hot? And why are bugs so small? Why do the leaves change in the fall? Well, I can't recall. God made the heavens. God made the earth. God made forever. And God made the universe. God knows the answers to every what and why. God made everything, that's why. Won't you
You know, I wonder, why do we drive a car and ride a bike? I mean, wouldn't you ride in a car and drive a bike? And how come a bird can fly, but a fly can't bird? You know, today, our Kidman keyword is gonna be the word why for the letter W. And we're gonna talk about why don't we take a little time to look around our ministries and ask that all-important question of why, because it can have a huge difference in our ministry if we'll just ask that important why. You know, it reminds me of the monk whose understudy came to him and he said, "Teacher, why is it that every time I ask you a question, you answer with a question of your own?" And the monk turned to him and said, "Why do you think that that is?" Well, there's no doubt about it that questions are powerful things. And too often we get so busy just surviving ministry, just getting done with everything that we have to do each week, just getting our classes staffed and our curriculum photocopied and our supplies into the rooms and things, that I know what you're saying. You're thinking, "Carl, I don't even have time, you know, to ask the questions. I'm just, you know," remember that old saying, you know, "as soon as I found out the answers, you know, they changed all the questions," you know. In fact, I was just meeting with the children's director this week, and she said that, you know, she sometimes just got her head down in the keyboard or the computer, so focused on just surviving a week that sometimes she just feels like she can't get her head up and out, and misses a lot of important things that she wishes that she could to get to. And I empathize with that. But we need to carve time out to ask important questions. And the word why is so critical. You've heard that expression, management by walking around. And we need to set aside time on an annual basis, at least, if not quarterly basis, and then even to get in the habit of making it a part of our DNA, to be asking that question of why do we do what we do. In fact, I would even challenge you to schedule a why week. Just put it on your calendar, a week when you're not teaching. Now, if you teach regularly, you may need to actually schedule a guest speaker to come in and do children's church for you one week so you can have a Sunday off of your regular routine so that you are rotating through. You probably need that and deserve that anyway, a down Sunday where you can walk around with fresh eyes and call it your why week. Get your calendar out, put it right on your calendar, pick when that's going to be, not a special Sunday, a normal Sunday. This isn't when attendance is hyped. This isn't when there's guests coming. This is just a normal, average, everyday Sunday when you're going to go through your ministry, maybe even with index cards, that you're going to write on those index cards just everything that you do. You're going to list your programs. You're going to look at your rooms. You're going to stop people and ask them, why do you think that we do that? Or you're going to ask your volunteers and your leaders, not in a way that will put them on the defense, but just to sincerely ask them, well, why do you do it that way? I'm just curious. Or why do you think that we do that that way? Or why do you think we've been doing it that way for so long? And you're going to look at programs and you're going to actually ask yourself, why do we do that program? Because a lot of times the answer that we get doesn't line up with the results of that program. For example, years ago, I asked my volunteer leadership team, why do we do Vacation Bible School? And of course, the immediate response was to lead kids to Christ. I said, all right, well then let's evaluate based on that stated purpose, how many kids come to Christ? Well, as you may imagine, we did not have a lot of kids come to Christ at Vacation Bible School. And that's not a bad thing. The point is that our stated purpose was not reflected in the results. Now, does that make VBS a bad thing to do? Not necessarily. We had to re-look at why we were doing Vacation Bible School. In fact, I'll have to talk about this at another time, but we changed our strategy of summer outreach to Backyard Bible Blast, where we went outside the walls and we ended up planning something that was evangelistic, where we had 5% churched and church kids at these Backyard Bible Blasts, and I don't want to rabbit trail too far, but we ended up leading almost 100 kids to Christ over a summer in a non-VBS strategy. I did a workshop at CPC last summer about that. And then we revisited Vacation Bible School and said, but we still want to do VBS because people missed VBS. And I said, okay, well, then what's our purpose going to be? Evangelism may take place and kids may get saved, but our purpose has to be different, because if our purpose is evangelism, it was an abysmal failure. So what's its purpose going to be? We ended up changing our purpose to being more intergenerational, group experience with family, creating giant spiritual anchor memories for kids that could draw them back to the church years from now. And I'm not going to spend too much time on that. But we had to change our purpose because our stated purpose did not flush out in the evaluation of the results. So you need to list your programs and state your purpose and then evaluate your effectiveness based on that purpose. And you may find that your stated purpose of why you do it, it's actually a failure. But then if you look at the actual results, you may find that why you think you're doing it is not actually why you're doing it. There may be a different reason. My point is you need to know why you do everything that you do. And it may shift how you do it, the resources you put, who you recruit for it, because you may be saying you're doing it for one reason and it may be having completely different results. Or it may mean that you need to actually stop doing something and cancel something because it is completely ineffective and not accomplishing why you say that you're doing it. So list your program. Look at your rooms. Say, why do we have this grade in this room? Why do we have the nursery here? You know, you may have a room. One time I saw that I had a giant room filled with like 5 kids, and I had another room that was just bursting at the seams and crowded. And I'd never asked myself, why do I have this group of kids in here and that group of kids in there, when a simple room swap would alleviate this crowding that was going on? But you know, it just always been that way because we'd always had the kids' ages in the order of the classroom. So we just had first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade in this logical order. But you know, kids aren't born in logical orders. And it realized, you know, we don't have to have the classrooms in the order of the grades. We could actually place the classrooms based on the number of kids that are in those classrooms, based on the size of the rooms, because the rooms were not of the same order. And that actually made more sense. But it started with us asking, why do we have these rooms allocated the way we did? It was simply because at some point in time, somebody slapped on signs saying, well, the first room will be first grade, and the second room will be second grade, and the third room will be third grade, and then we'll go back to the other side of the hall, and the first room will be fourth grade, and the second grade, the next room will be fifth grade, and the next room will be sixth grade. And it stayed that way for decades. And we said, well, let's think about a better way to do this. So take a good look at everything and start asking why. Why are you doing things the way that you're doing them? And then look at how you are spending your money and ask, why are we spending our money this way? Take a hard look at your budget. And maybe there's other ways you could be spending your money. You know, I was spending, and this will date the story, may not be very relevant, but I was spending a great amount of money on film and photography and developing when digital cameras were coming out. And I had to go to my pastor and pitch quite an expensive digital camera. The prices have dropped. And I had to push and argue that, man, this one-time expense in this digital camera, in the long run, would save the church so much money, because in the future, I wouldn't have to be buying film and developing and everything. But it started by looking at that. Why am I spending so much money on this expense? And then look at your time and say, why am I doing this? Look how you're spending your time every day and ask yourself, why am I doing this? Could someone else be doing this? Or is this truly important? Is this my calling? Is this my passion? Is this really what I want to be doing? Here's another W word. It's not the word why, it's the word what. But what wouldn't be missed if I stopped doing it? I mean, there are things that you love doing, you think they're important, and you're doing it, But if you stop doing it, nobody would care. And it kind of breaks your heart, probably even hurts your feelings. But, you know, there's this monthly calendar that you do, and you put little graphics on it, and you fill it with little jokes and little Bible verses and little devotional thoughts, and you spend hours on this thing, and you photocopy it, and you make a PDF, and you send it out and everything. But you know what? If you stop doing it, nobody would care. Nobody would notice. Nobody's using it. And sometimes you have to say, what wouldn't be missed if I stopped doing it? Or if I bought a pre-produced one from group publishing or something. I don't know if they have one. I'm just saying. They probably do. They have so many awesome resources. And I just did it some easier way so I could spend my time in more of a ministry way. And then there's another W. Why aren't I? Fill in the blank. Why aren't I praying more? Why aren't I discipling kids one-on-one through a tool like Awesome Adventure? Why aren't I visiting kids? Last week's podcast was The Lost Art of Visitation, getting into kids' homes. Listen to it if you missed it. Why aren't I doing that? Why aren't I shepherding kids? You know, the kid that's sick, the kid that broke his arm, you know, the kid that's in the hospital, man, I feel bad. I'm not doing more shepherding of kids and sending, you know, just encouraging notes in the mail, birthday cards. Why aren't I doing teacher training and finding creative ways to train my volunteers? What are those obstacles? Listing those obstacles and tackling those obstacles. Well, there's things in the way. You have your excuses. Well, address those excuses and ask yourself, why aren't I doing those things? And I'm not going to give you a bunch of answers today, because my point isn't to be the answer man today and to give you the solutions. You can come up with the solutions. You can find the solutions. You can go on Kidology and you can brainstorm in the forum with people, and they can give you answers and ideas and solutions. But the key is to first identify what needs to be done. And that starts by being willing to ask why and to identify the things that need to change. Because too often, we're so busy going, we never hit the pause button and actually ask ourselves those questions that lead to that positive change. And so my challenge for you this week is to schedule that why week, or to get those why glasses on and start looking at your ministry. Because sometimes if you're running ragged and doing all these crazy things, it's because you're not asking, why am I even doing all these things? Remember, Jesus said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So if you're doing too much and you're going too crazy, you might be doing more than he's asking you to do. And Jesus might even be asking you, why are you doing so many things? Remember Mary and Martha? And Jesus said that Mary had made the better choice and said, Martha, why are you so busy about all these things? We need to be asking why. And as we get to our sponsor this week, Disciple Zone Resources, one of those questions we need to be asking is, in the midst of all this busyness, all this administration and everything, are you making disciples? And I'm really excited about one of our newest vendors on Kidology, some resources created by a children's pastor for his church. And just as Kidology was born, I just wanted to share what I was doing in my own church and make it available to others. That's what Dennis Barta has done by taking his resources for helping equip and encourage children's workers, and he's making them available to others through Kidology. And it's some discipleship books for preparing kids for water baptism. It's a discipleship resource to helping kids understand communion. They're just wonderful books. In fact, there's a little kit you can get that will just help you understand all of them, and you can pick up that kit very easily, and that'll help you just understand every little thing that he offers. And they're linked there in the show notes. But there's one for raising up a world changer in your family, Walking with Jesus for Kids. It's a little gospel track, and you can get a pack of those. And it's just a wonderful resource. And I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about them, but I want to encourage you to check out Disciple Zone Resources on Kidology. Get that sample pack where you just get one of each of them, and check those out. And they're wonderfully made, biblically rich, well done with the graphics and the color. Just delightful. I got those in the mail when he sent them to me, and I was like, wow, these are so well done. We've got to make these available to more churches through Kidology. So definitely check those out. At least order that sample pack
and then you're just gonna fall in love with them and want to use them in your ministry. So in the forum this week, I want to challenge you. First of all, for fun, we always guess the Kidman keyword, and we've reached the end of the alphabet. So next week, I'm combining X, Y, and Z because those are three hard letters. So any Kidman keyword you can come up with, X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to pick one of them for next week as we wrap up our alphabet. But I'd like to encourage you, share a story or a thought or some advice you have on the asking why. Is there a time when you have evaluated something or had to make a hard decision or something? Share that in the forum. Or it may be that you're struggling with something and you need some advice or some input from others. Then put that in there and let the community come together and help you wrestle with that or give you some advice or something. And here's what I'm going to do. If you're not familiar with Kidology's online training leadership labs, they are five leadership labs I've put together. The training video is free to all premium members in the online training area. And then each of them has a download kit that's a PDF book that walks you through a process of training. And then it has a PowerPoint where then after you've trained yourself, then you're equipped to train others. And the fifth one is called Define, Refine, and Shine. And it walks you through a process of identifying everything in your life and in your ministry. You put them out on index cards. I go to the library once a year and I spread out a couple of tables. You evaluate everything. You assign a point system to each thing as you prioritize, and then you sort them, and you go through this whole process of self-evaluation, ministry evaluation, prioritizing, goal setting, vision setting, and it's a wonderful process that you should go through. And it's the most affordable leadership lab. I've discounted it incredibly cheap because I really want to make it accessible to everybody. And then, as I always say, any resource in Kidology that we've created that you can't afford and you're like, man, I need that, Carl, but I'm like, you know, I'm unemployed, I'm in a mobile church, you know, I'm a missionary, I'm a student, you just email me personally. I'll have my staff send it to you for free. We're a nonprofit. Every cost is to support our ministry. You know, we've got lots of employees and lots of web expenses. And of course, every, as you know, every ministry needs to be sustained. But if you can't afford it, we'll give it to you. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give a free leadership lab to someone who comments in the forum this week. I'm just going to pick one at random, and we'll do a random generator online or pick somebody, and we'll send it to you. But don't let that discourage you from buying it, because if I pick you to win it and you've already bought it, then what I'm going to do is let you pick one of the other leadership labs, and they're more expensive. So it would actually behoove you to go ahead and buy the Leadership Lab, Define, Refine, and Shine, Leadership Lab number 5, because when I email you, private message you in the forum to say, hey, you're the winner, you'll say, I already got it. Can I have number 4 instead on partnering with parents? Or I'd like to have First Things First, number 1, or I'd like to have Ministry Foundations or something. And then I'll say, cool, you get that one. That's worth $40. So interact in the forum. Make Kidman Talk interactive. And you need to do this. You need to ask why, and I'd like to say to you, why not today?
Christian, there's no need to feel down. I said, Christian, pick yourself off the ground. I said, Christian, don't be wearing a frown. There's no unhappy Christian. Don't forget this one thing. I said, Christian, you're a child of the King. I said, Christian, has he been talking to you about something he wants you to do?
That's right. You've got to.
Why not today?
Just
you
do
gotta
it.
Do it now. Why not today? So much work to be done.
That's right. Schedule that why week right now.
God will give you the strength. He will be there for you. Gotta do what he tells you to. Maybe there's somebody you know who needs comfort. Cause they're feeling real low. You should love them. Show them you are their friend. Help them back on their feet again. Don't wait. Show somebody you care. They're
That's right. Don't put it off. Just like Craig's kid said, why don't you take a little time to look around your ministry and your life, ask those critical questions, and your life and your ministry and your family will be the beneficiaries. Well, this wraps up yet another Kidmin Talk. And next week, as I mentioned, is X, Y, and Z. So I've given you three options to come up with a Kidmin keyword, and that's going to be a challenge. So I really am looking forward to seeing what you come up with. Remember, Twitter, @KidminTalk. Email, carl@kidmintalk.com. And of course, in the forum, linked at the bottom of the show notes. And I've also would love to hear, especially by email, your ideas for what you would like me to do or address or talk about on the podcast after we finish up this Kidmin keyword theme as I move forward on the podcast. What ideas, suggestions would you have for what Kidmin Talk should be going forward? Until then, this is Carl.